This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Good morning, everyone, or afternoon, depending on what time you're listening to us. If you're listening to us on the podcast, not on our regular broadcast day, my name is Todd Kuhn, and I'm filling in for Fred Penny. Welcome to Radio Law Talk. Seated to my right in the position of prominence, Denise Dirks. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am a whole new person.
A whole new person?
Yeah.
What has revived, resurrected, and refreshed your visage?
I slept really well last night.
It's amazing what sleep can do for you.
And
you
know, it's true.
Can I say you're wearing some very festive? Isn't the word, but team sport supporting colors. What do you have on there for those of us in Radio Land
that can't
see what you're wearing?
I have Mariota. Right? Is that what it is?
Marcus Mariota's jersey.
For Oregon.
Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
After what the Oregon State Beavers did to the Ducks last week.
Which was just weird.
What a great game, though.
It was a good game, but Oregon had struggled.
Yeah.
They struggled. I think that their quarterback was hurt.
I think the Beavs had a good defensive scheme,
They
too.
Did good.
Yeah.
They did really well, and that's, you know, that's the worst game for Oregon to lose.
You can't lose the war.
Well, I know.
As they call it in Oregon.
So for those of you that are tuning in for the first time and or haven't heard this or picked up on this reference before, Denise Dirks is a Duck. She is an Oregon Duck through and through, an alumnus of the university, and got your bachelor's degree from there?
Correct? I did.
Okay, what was your major? What did you major?
International Studies.
International Studies.
Yes. I did the equivalent to an AA in business management at Lane Community, and then I went on to change my major and, of course, add another year to my college experience. But I have an international studies degree.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, just out of I was having this debate with a family member the other day, as often happens over the Thanksgiving holiday. How many times did you change your major when you were in college, if you can recall?
Twice.
I had one family member change his major 8 times.
Somebody's trying to milk the system.
Well, yeah, it was one of those things where every time he changed his major, he called the family and tell them about the new major, and he was seeking validation, and every time somebody says, really, you want to do that? Well, then he changed the major again.
What did he end up with?
He ended up with a degree in IT.
Oh.
Well, that was a practical one.
That was a good call.
And let me tell you something. It has worked out very well for him. He does very well, supports his family. He's got a wife, two kids, one on the way, and yeah, everything's great for
him.
Yeah. But, by the way, that smooth voice that you hear, that soothing FM jazz station voice that
and
you
now,
hear in the background.
More late-night music coming up.
is Cal Hunter. Cal, how you doing?
I'm well. Thank you so much. How about you?
I'm doing well. I see you've got the Christmas beard coming in very well.
Yep. I have a little teeny tiny show I'm doing in Cottonwood, California.
Wow.
And the performance is next week, and rather than doing a real performance, we're going to do it online.
Okay.
Which means a theater that holds 25 people will now have 6 people watching the show, and most of them will be somebody's parents.
Nice.
But it's okay.
Are you playing Kris Kringle? Is that
of
the...
Of course. Yes. Right. See, I've always wanted to do it. Every time I've done Santa Claus before, they've had me put on the wig and the, you know, and I just said, forget it. I'm going to grow a beard this time. If I'm playing Santa for anybody, I'm going to use the Cal Hunter beard. And my wife said, go for it. So that's what I'm doing.
Outstanding.
Yeah. I think it looks great.
Thank you.
Outstanding. I don't know. I saw a cartoon the other day, and it was Santa Claus, and he's
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Getting ready to go to bed at night, and his wife is asleep. He goes, stop pretending. You know me. I can tell when you're sleeping. I know when you're awake.
That's pretty good.
It's like, okay. Oh, excuse me, Fred Penny not here today on assignment. You know, usually he checks in, and he can do that no matter where he is, because Radio Law Talk is not only, you can not only hear it on your station if you're listening on the radio right now, but you can also hear it online at RadioLawTalk.com. And the podcasts that we upload later, usually, so if we do a show on Saturday, the podcast uploaded by about Tuesday or Wednesday for
Monday.
That show. Monday.
Okay, Monday.
Great.
We've got somebody on top of that.
Outstanding. And that's uploaded, and you can go on and hear the show. It's searchable, so if you want to see topics. I mean, we've got 3 years of shows, 4 years of shows on there. So,
yes,
so
and you can talk to us, too.
Absolutely. If you want to participate in the show and talk, how do they do that, Denise?
They call 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-529-7234. And give us a call.
Yeah, we love to have folks call in. Now, understand that we can't give legal advice. We talk about things from a legal perspective in very general terms. And you should understand that about our show here, is that we're not giving specific legal advice to your individual problem. If you have something for which you need a legal consultation, the only advice we can really give is to find an attorney and go and meet with that attorney, take advantage the attorney-client privilege, and you can give all the facts to your heart's content to the attorney that you have retained, who can give you advice specific to the issue you're dealing with. So we got a lot of stuff to cover today. You know, a lot of things happening in the world of sports. We have things happening from the Supreme Court rulings as it relates to. Well, let's just say they may impact religious gatherings and First Amendment religious freedoms. We've got rulings that, well, I don't want to say that it's good to be rich, but we have one out of the state of Florida that I think is very interesting, where the person who fought the legal challenge and had money got away, but the other two people are paying the piper. We'll get to that one. Hope you're not a New England Patriots fan, because you may not like this story.
Oh, a crafty case.
Oh, a crafty. Very good. Very good. Yes, a crafty case.
We got more about Harvey Weinstein, too.
Harvey Weinstein.
I mean, he's going through it and trying to get out of it,
I mean,
so to speak.
You know, it's... Okay, I got to be careful the analogies that I use. But Harvey Weinstein, I mean, you're never going to get rid of him out of the media. It's all about suppression. But he keeps cropping back up every once in a while. Bill Cosby, the Cosby case that's coming up on appeal. We'll talk about those issues. There's some...
That's a good
yes.
issue. I love that case.
Exactly, because there are some hot-button topics that are specific to that case that go far beyond just Bill Cosby.
Yes.
I think it shows some of the things that work in the legal system and some of the things that just may be wrong or broken, don't you think? And if you look at the whole thing in its totality?
I think that is just, like, so ripe for a decision and narrowing, is my opinion of what's going on in that realm.
Exactly. You know, when we talk about cases and things that happen at the trial court level, like let's say a judge at a trial rules in favor of one party versus the other. At the trial court level, that ruling has no effect on the judicial system beyond the purview of that trial, if it's a trial judge ruling. But when issues from the trial get appealed to an appellate court, then the appellate court decision has a broader influence over other cases. If it goes from the appellate court to a state Supreme Court, it has an even broader scope of influence.
And actually more specific to the state.
Exactly, more specific mm-hmm. to the state. And then if it goes from the state appellate system or Supreme Court to the U.S. Supreme Court, as we will see in this religious liberties case, the religious case out of New York, it has an even broader sphere of influence, those decisions. We're going to talk about that. You can hear that Twilight music. It's not quite Harry Potter-esque. We're going back to our air guitar and air bells that we were playing when
air,
we started this.
Air flute in this
air
case.
Air flute. Oh, that just sounds... Cal, you can't say
I know,
that.
I know,
that just, you know,
I know, sorry.
wrong. Denise is giving me the bad look here.
So, hey, Kel, are we going to have a case or no case when we come
I'm
back?
Ready.
When we
I'm
come
ready.
Back, that, that's what most people tune in for, case or no case. Cal's going to try to stump us. And I don't know, I heard a rumor it might be extra points, but we'll see.
Today is Double Points Saturday.
Double Points Saturday. Stick with us. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
This is Frederick Penny,
Todd Kunin,
and Denise Dirks with a personal invitation to you who have a business that could benefit from a little national exposure.
Radio Law Talk is heard in more than 35 markets across the United States, and Radio Law Talk provides that opportunity.
Some of you have listened to the show and thought, my business should be advertising there right now. We agree.
So email info@radiolawtalk.com.
And we'll get right back with you.
Let us help your business grow in multiple markets. Email info@radiolawtalk.com now.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAssociates.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Where's Fred?
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Or as the case may be, Todd Kunin sitting in for Fred here today on Radio Law Talk. myself, Denise Dirks, Cal Hunter. You know, this is the part of the show, all right, and we do this at the close to the top of every hour. We're a little late getting into it in the first hour here. But this is the part of the show where, folks, we really have to pay homage, pay deference to Cal Hunter's dedication to Case or No Case.
And because, vivid imaginations.
Because, quite frankly, his penchant for fudging the truth is probably putting his eternal destiny in peril. But he does it for us here on Case or No Case. Cal, take it away.
Any sacrifice.
Now it's time to say Case or No Case.
Yay! Lorelei Martinez had some challenges in her life, and they left her wheelchair-bound for getting around, except when she tried to take public transit in her small Tennessee town of Tellico. She went to work every day for about 3 years on a small bus, and then came along a new driver by the name of Ellis Tyler. Mr. Tyler was always concerned about being on time in his small route. And when he pulled up to Lorelei's stop the first time, he said to her he could not get her on the bus because his wheelchair lift was broken. Lorelei called a friend to take her to work. She didn't like imposing. For the next work week, Lorelei had to call someone else to take her to work because this was broken every day. And finally, she called the bosses of the transit society, the transit company. And she said, I'd like to speak to Ellis Tyler's supervisor, please. And she said, how come you have a broken wheelchair lift on this bus? And he said, well, first off, Ellis Tyler does not drive the same bus every day. We rotate our three buses through our three routes. And by the way, she said, what about the broken lift? And he said, our wheelchair lifts are working just fine, all of them. We test them every day. And then Mr. Tyler Ellis was called into the office, and he was fired. And he sought legal counsel, saying if he took the time to help a challenged individual onto the bus, he would get behind in his route and lose his job anyway. Lose-lose situation, he said. He sought reinstatement and a rule changes his employment contract. And so I ask you, Denise Dirks, double points Saturday. If you opt into double points, you win double points, and you lose double points. So case or no case, Denise starts.
What state here was this in?
Tennessee. Tennessee.
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, but before Denise starts, what is our, I mean, so we know what we could be losing. What is our point total at this point?
I don't know.
Point?
Denise has that. Denise.
Oh, I have the point total.
We've relegated her to be the
score.
Yeah,
we
and
at?
I'm very good about taking those points.
Yes.
We are tied, Todd. You and I are both at 15. Fred is at 3. And our esteemed producer, Cal, is at 4. He's stumped us.
So theoretically, so if
good.
We all opted for double points and lost every round, Fred would gain significant ground on us and not even be here.
This is true.
That's
okay.
True.
All right, Denise.
Okay,
the floor is yours.
So Tennessee to kind of change this thing. Let me think about this. Can he sue his company and get reinstatement because he would run late by not? No, he'd lose it if he did. That's part of his job, is to facilitate the wheelchair access for people. So I'm going to say that it is a case. No, it has to be something weird. There's got to be a twist to it.
Don't take that personally, Cal. It has to be something weird.
It does.
Cal,
it's Cal beat it up.
Sound like my
or
wife.
He found it. It's got to be something strange. Okay, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say no case.
No case. And are you wagering the double points for this, or are you just going the normal? You know, because if it's
I'm going to wager double points.
All right.
So I just have to try it.
This could be a four-point swing for
it
you.
It could.
Well, and here's the thing. Somebody, one of the two of us is going to, I mean, this is going to put great distance between us. Because I'm going to say that this is a case. You said no case, right?
Yes.
I'm going to say that this is a case. And I'm going to say that the bus driver wins reinstatement. Because he's going to say he had already passed his probationary period, so he was subject to progressive discipline. The issue had not come up before with him, and he was put in what he claims a no-win situation because if he was late, he would be penalized. So he's either going to get penalized because he's late or penalized because he's on time, but he doesn't let the person take advantage of the wheelchair. So
it sounds like he knows.
That's the case as I described it to you. That's exactly correct.
That is what makes this weird, because everybody thinks, oh, clearly the bus driver ought to lose, but he wins, and he wins reinstatement.
Yeah, I was going to do
that's right, and I'm going to wager double points.
Okay.
Any chance, want to change your mind?
No.
Okay, you don't get to anyway. Okay, so those of you who say this is a case, that would be Denise, right?
No, Denise said it was not a case.
Oh, you said it's not a case. So you say who it is a case, that would be Todd.
Uh-oh. Yes.
Okay, here we go. I made the whole thing up because I saw one of our local bus drivers kind of doing like this when I drove by a bus stop, and I said, "Well, what do you want me to do?" So I thought that would be an interesting case. There may have been a lawsuit filed over that somewhere. I couldn't find one, and I looked everywhere in the country. You know, I just couldn't find one.
Yeah.
But so. Denise, congratulations! That's a 4-point swing for you.
Thank you.
Way to go!
I'm way ahead now.
And by the way, next time we're going to talk about fiberglass in your mattress. Did you know the mattress, if you buy a new one, probably has fiberglass in it, and it has to by law.
No.
Interesting story. So we'll talk about that coming up here. I'll give you the chance.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Coming up here.
You know, I'm pretty certain that at the pearly gates, there's going to be a prosecutor sitting there. Cal's going to show up. You know, and the question will be asked, sir, have you been totally honest in everything you've done? Cal's going to say, yes, I do. The prosecution would like to call Todd Kuhnen to the stand. And isn't it true that on such and such, yes, he did. He said this stuff, and it turned out to be completely false.
I have no problem confessing that it was all done in fun, Your Honor. And St. Peter, I don't know what to tell you. How it's got to go.
All right. Well, okay, so when we come back, because we're heading at the bottom of the hour break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about Mr. Bill Cosby. Cosby he's been in prison for a few years now, I think, after his conviction on sex-related charges in Pennsylvania. But some issues about his conviction are coming up on appeal, and the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court is going to hear that coming up. We're going to talk about that, and then we'll talk about Harvey Weinstein. What the heck? We just can't get away from it. You're listening to Radio Law Talk. Don't go away. Again, if you want to participate quickly, what's the number, Denise?
855-529-7234 or tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
We'll be back after this.
Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk. We are live every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time. So we stream the show live there. We'll be right back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
11 counties in Southern California could put out regional stay-at-home orders as soon as today.
That's due to criteria from an order issued by California Governor Gavin Newsom that was triggered as the number of available ICU beds dropped below 15%. The region's capacity was 13.1% as of last night because of the growing number of coronavirus cases. Dr. Thomas Yeager, a critical care physician with Providence Cedar Sinai Tarzana Medical Center, spoke with television station KCAL.
We have definitely seen an increase in census, not only in the hospitalized patients, but more importantly, our critical care patients. It's not only the COVID-19 patients that we care about. We care about all the patients in the community because we want to make sure that we have those precious resources to take care of them if they, God forbid, get a heart attack or stroke or other kind of medical emergencies.
The counties include Los Angeles, Orange, and San Diego counties. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Oh, come on. Oh, stop it.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
So, Bill Cosby, for those of us that watched TV in the 70s and the 80s and even the early 90s, I mean, Bill Cosby was a mainstay, a fixture on television from his work with children's television early on, and then he had the Cosby Show, and his stand-up comedy routines that he'd do around the country. He
was just, I saw him in person in Anchorage, Alaska.
Anchorage, Alaska?
I did.
Wow.
He was great.
Yeah.
And they called him America's dad at one time.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, also the conscious of America and for a period of time.
Right.
Because he was advocating
responsibility
for fathers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Fathers to their families.
And then allegations started to arise where people started coming forward claiming, and there was a pattern that sort of appeared, and that'll become important here in this case we're going to talk about. But the pattern that was alleged against him by more than one individual was that he would take these younger women under wing to mentor them or do whatever, and to mentor them in their careers under the guise of giving them advice, and then they alleged that he would, unbeknownst to them, slip them something in their beverage that would cause them to not be able to respond or react, at which point they claimed that he took advantage of them sexually. And these reports came out. There was one case that was brought in the state of California that was a civil case. And at the same time, he was facing prosecution in the state of Pennsylvania. And this was early on, and the allegation that Cosby has is that there was an agreement on the part of the prosecutor and the criminal He sat for a deposition in the civil case in California and was honest in his responses. And so based upon that, he claims that representation, Cosby sat for the deposition in the civil case, at which point he made some statements that would have been otherwise incriminating in a criminal case, but he thought that there was a non-prosecution agreement.
At least in the state of Pennsylvania.
Fast forward a couple of years, new DA in Pennsylvania comes in and says, hey, yeah, you know what, we're going to go ahead and prosecute you for that stuff here. And that non-prosecution agreement, yeah, it's not in writing, you don't have it, we're not going to honor that. So if one of the...
Right, there's no proof it exists.
There's no proof that it exists.
Yeah.
One of the, aside from the generally accepted axiom that any criminal defense attorney would tell you, which is... If there was no prosecution agreement, why the heck did he sit for the deposition? Because that is like the dumbest move of all dumb moves, unless you have it. But it should have been in writing, and it wasn't. So Cosby does a trial. And at the first trial, it was a mistrial. The jury could not agree on a verdict. Commonly referred to, Denise, cover your ears, as a hung jury. The jury could not agree on a verdict. So one of the issues was the non-prosecution agreement and whether the statements that he made in the deposition should have been introduced at trial. That was one issue. The other issue in the first trial dealt with what's called prior bad acts evidence. Now, prior bad acts evidence in the context of a sexual case, case of sexual assault, is he's being prosecuted for what he did against the one defendant, one victim. But if the prosecution can prove that there was a common motive, plan, or scheme, that he followed a prescribed course of conduct with regard to other people, even though he was never convicted of any crime relating to those other people,
or even charged,
yeah. The law in Pennsylvania, and this is true in a couple of other states, allows the prosecution to introduce the evidence of those uncharged acts to show that he followed a certain plan, a scheme, if you will, to seduce these young women. Now, in the first trial, the judge said, well, we're only going to let you introduce one prior bad act. There were five, but we're only going to let you introduce one. And the ruling in the first trial, I mean, the reason why the judge would have ruled that way is to let in more would be too prejudicial to the defendant. The jury might convict you because of the prior bad acts and not because of what you did as it relates to the charge here.
It's basically almost just character type evidence.
Exactly.
And you shouldn't be convicted just on character.
How would
evidence.
One not be prejudicial? That's what I'm not figuring out in my brain. I'm thinking, well, if you're going to do one...
Well. And this is the anomaly here, because in the first trial, the court said, we're only letting one in.
Yeah.
That jury was a hung jury, mistrial. Okay? So they tried the case again. On the second trial, same judge said, before I only let one in, because I thought it was too prejudicial to let more than one in, I'm going to let five in now. So the judge changed its ruling. Okay.
Yeah, and between one and five,
that's
really
huge.
That's a huge difference. And I do think that issue is going to fall in favor of Cosby. I just feel that.
I agree. So right now, on appeal to the appellate court level, the appellate court, that was the first, is the Pennsylvania Court of Appeals. That was where the first level of appeal goes after the trial court. The appellate level said, yeah, we don't have any problem with what happened. They overruled the objection in the appeal. They sided with the trial court.
There was another issue on appeal too, and that issue had to do with a potential conflict of interest between the judge, the trial judge, and a witness in the case, who was the former DA, claiming that there was a non-prosecution agreement. And what the appellate court said is, you waived it. You should have raised it sooner in the trial court, because waiting too long means you waived that right to raise that issue. And that was the one that I was disappointed in, because I would love to see that go up to the Supreme Court of that state and to see how they would handle that.
Essentially, what Denise is referring to is that the trial judge in the case, without getting into too many of the details. Let's just say there was political animosity between the trial judge and the sitting DA who agreed to the non-prosecution agreement, allegedly, who was no longer the sitting DA at the time the trial came out. That DA came in to testify, and I think that the what Denise is saying, and I agree with this, is the trial judge should have disclosed to the defense, by the way, there may be a conflict of interest with me hearing this particular witness's testimony because we have political animosity. They're running for the same position, and there was political
election. Real sludge happening.
It was a real brouhaha.
Yeah.
But the judge should have disclosed that to the defense. The defense is saying, well, we didn't know about it. How could we object to it if we didn't even know that there was an issue? Well, you know, the appellate court said, sorry, it wasn't raised in the trial court. We're not going to hear it now. So on appeal now...
It wasn't timely raised.
That's right. So on appeal now to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court is the Cosby case on two specific issues. The one issue is, did the trial court make a mistake when they allowed five prior bad acts to come in, given differences that might have occurred between the bad acts and just the volume of bad acts? Was that prejudicial that deprived, to the point that it deprived Cosby of a fair trial? And then the other issue on appeal is whether or not the trial court made a mistake, erred, if you will, in allowing Cosby's deposition testimony because of the claim that Cosby had that he had a prior non-prosecution agreement.
So, Denise, what do you think?
I think that, well, they found, the judge actually found there was not, the trial judge found there was not a non-prosecution agreement. So that failed. And I think what's going to happen is the court's going to say, wait a second, there is some evidence, if not substantial evidence, that it existed. And I think that that could be overturned on that basis, because that's the frame of reference they're going to be looking at it. But I think, more importantly, Cosby's going to get a different shot at probably a whole new trial. And that's because I think going from one prior bad act witness to five is prejudicial. I think you hit the nail on the head with your intuition that it seems so prejudicial.
Yeah, I mean, my goodness, why pound a nail with one blow when you can try to do the same nail with nine? I mean, it seems obvious that, you know, that a jury would go, what, five times?
You know, on the non-prosecution agreement, I could see the appellate court doing this. I could see the appellate court saying, you know, on appeal, we decide issues of law, not issues of fact. And the trial court made a decision. This trial court made a decision that the fact did not exist that there was a non-prosecution agreement. We can't change that. We could change an issue of law, but not an issue of fact. We'll finish up with this when we come back from the break really quick. Then we'll get into Harvey Weinstein, because there's another issue with regard to the non-prosecution agreement. But, you know, folks, this in the Pennsylvania is going to have a far-reaching effect on other criminal defendants and how evidence is introduced against them in other cases. You're listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station or online. Don't go away. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Stay tuned. We're on about 50 radio stations nationwide, and as was pointed out, we always stream live every Saturday morning, 9 to noon, for Radio Law Talk, and we'll be right back after this. Don't go away.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Not all law firms.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
So just finishing up on Bill Cosby, just really quickly. Denise, just to recap, two issues on appeal. Which one do you think is stronger and which one is weaker?
Well, the prior bad acts is the strongest argument for Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
And that it was prejudicial to his case, period.
I think the fact that you have a prior, the judge in the first case ruled that any more than one would be too prejudicial. That's why he limited it to one. And then in the second case, after a mistrial, to say, okay, well, yeah, now it's not prejudicial anymore. Let's go ahead and let four more in for a total of five. I just think that's a hurdle that's huge. And, look, I think legally that might be the way that it is supposed to pan out. The unfortunate circumstance for a lot of people in appeals like this is if it is moved back, I mean, it's fortunate for Cosby, he gets a new trial. But, look, it's more cost to the state. It's going to be, the victims are going to have to come back in. Victims going to have to come back in, testify again. They got to go through the whole thing over again. And that's going to be difficult, but legally speaking, you got to get to the right result.
Yeah.
And because if you don't, if the Supreme Court finds that, look, five was okay, and the reason the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, this is why I wanted to talk about this, the reason why they took this case up is Cosby case was getting a lot of press. At the same time the Cosby case was being heard, there was another case for a defendant named Charles Hicks, who was charged with murder and I believe several sexual assaults, and a lot of prior bad acts evidence had come in against him. And
those prior bad acts, so he's being charged with murder, and those prior bad acts did not exactly mimic the same pattern
exactly
as the one that was he's being charged for and tried for.
And so the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania created a problem that they have to fix, because the problem they created were five justices wrote five different opinions upholding the law, but for five different reasons, which made trial courts trying to apply that law, looking at this case, it was as clear as mud.
Yes.
And now you got the Cosby case that comes back up on similar issues about prior bad acts, and this is an opportunity for the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to get their act together.
Yes, and this Cosby case is a cleaner case than the
yes.
previous case. The previous case had, they upheld the conviction for different reasons. So there was a lot more issues on appeals in that first case. And so this case, I think, is going to be very important.
Denise, don't you think it's also a chance for the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to reach back down to the Superior Court in Philadelphia where this was and slap them and say, will you please keep politics out of your decision? Because remember, the judge who allowed the five made a promise that he was going to prosecute Cosby if he got that judgeship. That was a political promise that he kept, unless I'm not remembering this.
The DA made the promise.
Right.
But the DA ran for judge.
No, it was
no. The conflict was that there was a former DA and the judge both ran for DA at the same time.
There you go.
Yes.
And the judge lost and in a bad way because something came out very private about him.
Right.
And so that was what it was at the underlying conflict. The first judge was not connected. So the first judge, where they had the hung jury, which means the jury did not all agree, which means they couldn't convict.
Of course, that's what it means, Denise.
Yes.
Well, I don't know
it's
why anyone would ever question that.
It's not physical attributes, guys.
But the point is there that this may be an opportunity for a court system notorious for having political overtones, Pennsylvania, to have someone say, guys, don't do that.
I actually think this judge is going to get slapped. I do. I feel that way.
I think that, and I think that if the judge ends up getting hammered on judicial misconduct grounds, and then the defense says, okay, now he's been reprimanded on judicial misconduct grounds that he did something wrong in the course and conduct of trial. Can we now base an appeal on that?
We want a new trial, if you please.
I think that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, maybe knowing that that could be in the pipeline or whatever and knowing everything, maybe the cleanest way is to say, yeah, it shouldn't have been let in. Let's go ahead and do another trial.
I think so, too, and kind of keep the politics out of it.
Yeah.
And try to, yeah, I agree with you.
So
that's scary.
And folks, you know,
it is,
look,
the whole thing is, yeah.
That's, now, look, they're going to argue it, I think, in the next week or so, or maybe they did argue it already. The opinion's not going to come out to the first part of next year. But we will cover that. We will follow up with that and let you know what's happening with Mr. Cosby, because it has far-reaching consequences.
Yeah, and speaking of sexual assault, let's talk about Harvey Weinstein.
Yes, pardon that, Mrs. Lincoln.
Yes.
That's such an easy transition.
Oh, yeah. It's,
and yet... Neither has been, Cosby has. Wait, he has too. Okay, go ahead. Speaking of sexual assault.
Yes. Alex, don't take courtroom segues for $2,000. Denise, what do we got? What's Mr. Weinstein?
Well, Harvey Weinstein, is being criminally charged in California now. He's already been convicted in New York. And he is being civilly sued as well. And the civil suit is actually going before the criminal charges. And so Harvey Weinstein's team, his defense team, is saying, hey, stop. Right now, don't make him have got to do a deposition in the civil case because he would incriminate himself, and he's sick as well.
Which is exactly what Bill Cosby was arguing. We have a civil suit and a criminal case going at the same time. I shouldn't have to sit for the deposition because if I say something, it will incriminate myself. And the only reason somebody in those circumstances would ever sit for a deposition is if they had a non-prosecution agreement. But in this case, he doesn't have one. So what do you think that's going to happen? He wants the court to say, yeah, you don't have to sit for this deposition for health reasons because of COVID, a whole list of things.
Oh, he's got diabetes and he's got
restless leg syndrome
and
spinal stenosis and chronic leg pain and sleep apnea. You know, I wonder if they give him a what's that? The CPAP machine in prison. I don't know. If he's, you know, oh, here comes Darth Vader Weinstein.
He's got the mouthpiece.
Yes, no, I was not sure. So he's got the health problems, but the big thing here is if I testify at the deposition, this is my choice, okay? I either make statements that can then be used in the prosecution against me.
Right.
Or I assert my Fifth Amendment right to not make a statement on grounds that... That it would be incriminating me.
Right.
And if I say nothing, then I can't refute anything that they've claimed.
I can't defend myself,
and I lose the civil case.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what's going on here. And the funny thing is, why is the criminal not proceeding? Because right now the criminal matter has been stayed. He has not been sent to California yet because he's supposed to be sent to California. Because of the COVID, they can't do anything with it. And speaking of which, not only is he suffering, you know, so badly in civil and criminal matters, but now he's being sued by his lawyers.
Oh, yeah.
never
ends.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well.
So the lawsuit on behalf of the lawyer, this was interesting to me. Because this is the lawyer that was representing him right up until the time the first article that exposed all of his misdeeds came out.
The
allegations in that first article. And essentially what the lawyer, this is like a $176,000 bill for work because of all the things that the lawyer was going to do to sue the publisher and the newspaper
for defamation
and all this kind of stuff. And
geared up to do it.
All to do that, and then shortly after the article was published, he stopped. He was no longer providing legal services for Harvey Weinstein. And so the question I had was, what the heck did you do to accumulate a $176,000 bill?
And what I found really interesting is that this lawyer is coming to court now after they went to arbitration with JAMS. And he got an arbitration award, and Weinstein had a certain amount of time to pay the award. Otherwise, it would become public, and it would be something that a lawyer would enforce in the courts. And that's exactly what happened. Weinstein didn't pay. Now it's a judgment against Weinstein, and now it's got to be paid.
So really quickly, speed round here, because we've got about a minute left for the break. Speed round. On the request not to do the deposition for Harvey Weinstein, you think he wins or loses on that?
He does. He wins.
I think he wins on that one as well.
Yeah.
What about the award for lawyer's fees? You think that guy ends up collecting $176 or gets an order saying Weinstein's got to pay it?
He already has the order.
Already has it.
Yeah.
Right.
So the you could enforce the arbitration award and through the court literally in 30 days. So I think he's going to lose that one, too.
You know, if he didn't have restless leg syndrome and sleep apnea before, he's going to have it now. We're through 1 hour here on Radio Law Talk. 1 hour's in the books.
And we still have hour two and hour three, so stay with us.
Yeah, lots of stuff coming up here, including two more case or no cases, one of which about a very popular Christmas song you simply will not want to miss. I mean that. I'm serious. That's all next on Radio Law Talk in our next couple of hours. If you're not getting them live on your radio station, well, then ask them to play the show. Or go over to RadioLawTalk.com and listen now. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at PocketsOfLight.com.